In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our Sabbath afternoon service.
奉主耶稣圣名开始我们安息日下午的聚会。
Let us rise and sing hymn number 171.
我们一同起立唱诗171首。
Church has one foundation, is Jesus Christ her Lord. She is His new creation, by water and the Word. From heaven He came in song her, to be His only bride. With His own blood He bought her, and for her life He died. He led from every nation, yet won o'er all the earth. Her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth, one holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses with every grace endued. Though with us gone for wonder, this is her sore oppressed. The false would rend asunder the rock where she does rest. Yes, saints, their faith are keeping, their cry goes up along. And soon the night of weeping shall be the morn of sun. Misery and tribulation and tumult of her world, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore. Till with the vision glorious, her bonny eyes are blessed, and the great church victorious shall be the church at last.
Thank God. Please have a seat.
请坐。
Before our afternoon message, we'd like to now kneel down and pray in the Holy Spirit together.
我们在下午开始聚会之前，我们大家一同聚会下来，以灵言祷告。
In our prayer, we ask our Lord Jesus to guide our service.
我们在我们祷告当中求主耶稣带领我们下午的聚会。
So that whatever is preached can be edifying for all of us.
所以我们台上传讲的道理能够造就个人。
Let's now kneel down and pray together.
我们现在一同跪下来祷告。
May the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus be with everyone here.
愿我们主耶稣基督的平安恩典与在座每一位。
I thank God that on this Sabbath day, I can once again worship with all the members here in Ozone Park.
感谢神，再一次的我能够在安息生日与皇后教会的弟兄姐妹一起守安息日。
I think it's been several months. I don't remember the last time I was here on the Sabbath. Yeah.
我不太记得我上一次安息日在这边领会是什么时候，可能已经是好几个月之前了。
But a few months ago, Pastor Raymond and I were saying, it's been a while since we saw the other local churches, so let us switch.
那我跟那个周瑞林传道，我们在几个月之前想说，我们很久没有看这个这个 对方教会的这个信徒，所以我们来这天来交换一下。
So thank God, I can be here today. Yes.
所以感谢神，我今天能够在这边。
Also, recently, I think everyone, or mostly everyone, has been aware that our Bible reading for our New York churches is, we just finished Second Chronicles.
我想大家应该会知道，说我们最近的这个读经的计划，我们刚刚结束了历代志下。
So I think I just saw on the slideshow here too. I think maybe every week you choose a memory verse. Yeah.
我们刚刚从这个幻灯片，我们看到我们每个礼拜都会挑选从这个读经计划当中挑一个经节。
So I saw that they selected a memory verse from 2 Chronicles 34.
那我们看到我们今天讲的是历代志下的34章。
And so today, what I would like to do is just talk about the final chapter of 2 Chronicles.
今天我想利用这个时间跟大家谈，我们谈最后历代志下的最后一章。
And then we can make a summary and wrap it up. Yeah.
我们可以把这个历代志下做一个总结。
Actually, a few months ago, when we started to read 1 Chronicles, we already saw how the city of Jerusalem was established by King David.
我们在这几个月前开始念历代志上的时候，我们就已经知道了这个耶路撒冷城是怎么样在大卫王的手中开始兴建。
And then later, his son Solomon was the one who built and dedicated the temple, and the glory of God filled the whole temple.
后来我们知道他的儿子所罗门王他是如何的完成圣殿兴建的工作，神的荣耀也在其中。
But as the next 400 years or so passed, the glory of Jerusalem slowly faded away.
但是在接下来的400年当中，耶路撒冷圣城的荣光渐渐的暗淡了。
And so this last chapter of 2 Chronicles talks about the destruction of Jerusalem.
那在历代志下最后面这几章就在讲到了圣城的毁灭。
And also the last four kings of Judah.
也是在讲到这个犹大国的最后四位王。
And so, like the rest of the chapters that we read in 2 Chronicles, it may seem like this is just Jewish history.
就像其他我们在历代之下念的其他章节，我们看到这一章可能也是好像是在讲这个犹大国它的历史。
But from the New Testament, we know that Jerusalem symbolizes and prefigures the true church and the church. Right?
但是念到了这个新约的时候，我们知道其实旧约当中的耶路撒冷圣城就是在预表着新约当中的教会。
And we know that churches were composed of us households and individuals.
我们知道教会是在整个教会，而且还有在座的每一位。
And so if we understand how Jerusalem fell so many thousands of years ago, we can learn from those mistakes.
所以我们如果能够明白耶路撒冷它之前是怎么样失败的话，我们就可以从它的失败当中能够学习。
At the same time, Second Chronicles, most of it's very tragic, right?
同时在所有的几乎大部分的历代志下都是悲剧的故事。
But the last two verses are verses of hope.
但是最后两节却是一个希望的经节。
And it talks about after 70 years of captivity in Babylon,and Persia, Jerusalem began to revive itself, herself.
最后两节在讲到了在这个巴比伦还有波斯的统治之下，这个他们是如何的重新有了新的希望。
And so if we can understand what enabled Jerusalem to rise again, this can also teach us what we should do so that our church can prosper.
那我们如果能够学习到耶路撒冷圣城最后怎么样子能够复兴，我们也可以从中学习到。
Now, before we talk about what caused the fall and the rise of Jerusalem, I think it's good to review some history.
我们先可以从历史当中来看看到底耶路撒冷城是怎么样子毁坏。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles 36.
我们先来翻到历代志下的36章。
2 Chronicles 36.
历代志下36章。
As was mentioned, there are the last four kings of Judah are mentioned here.
我们刚才讲到了这个犹大王国里面的最后四位王。
The first four verses talk about King Jehoahaz.
前四节在讲到了这个约哈斯王。
Yeah, so I know that some of these kings' names, they're less familiar to all of us.
我们知道这些王的名字我们可能不太熟悉。
But I think if we can review a little bit, make some connections, it might make it more impressive, more impressionable in our heart.
但是我们如果能够把他们的关系彼此做一个连结的话，可能在我们心中会留下比较深刻的印象。
So Jehoahaz was the son of Josiah.
我们知道约哈斯他是约西亚王的儿子。
And he only reigned for 3 months.
他只有当王当了三个月。
And then he was deposed by the king of Egypt.
他就是被这个埃及王给埃及的国给废了。
And then he was then carried off to Egypt.
他也被带到了埃及地去。
And according to Jeremiah, it talks about his life actually was full of covetousness, violence, and oppression.
我们可以听到从这个耶利米书，我们知道他的一生当中是充满了暴力。
Now the next king is from verses 5-8.
我们第二个王是从第五节到第八节。
This is talking about King Jehoiakim.
我们这边的王叫做约雅敬。
And he was the brother of the king we just mentioned.
约雅敬是我们刚刚描述的这个王他的弟兄兄弟。
And he reigned for 11 years.
那他当王当了11年。
But this 11 years of reigning was not really, he was not really a true king.
在这11年当中，他其实并不是一个实际上的真正的王。
Because Judah became a vassal state to Babylon.
因为这个犹大国他变成了这个巴比伦王他们的这个附庸。
And then Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, even carried this king to Babylon.
那甚至这个尼布甲尼撒王，他甚至把这个王带到他的这个国家里面去。
Again, this king may not sound so familiar.
所以这个约雅敬王可能对大家来说也不太熟悉。
But I think we're more familiar with the prophet Daniel.
但是我们对于这个先知但以理却比较熟悉。
Daniel was captured to Babylon during Jehoiakim's reign.
那但以理被带到巴比伦的时代，就是约雅敬王的时代。
The next two verses, verses 9 and 10, talk about King Jehoiachin.
第九节、第十节讲到了这个约雅金王。
He was the son of Jehoiakim.
他是约雅敬的儿子。
And actually, Jehoiachin, he later, we learn, is the grandfather of Zerubbabel, the one who rebuilt the second temple.
我们知道他后来，他的这个后代，他就是造了这个重新建造了耶路撒冷城圣殿。
And he reigned for 3 months and 10 days.
那约雅金他当王当了三个月又十天。
And the king of Babylon also took him to Babylon.
同样的，巴比伦王也把他绑架带到了这个巴比伦国去。
He also maybe is not so familiar of a name.
他也是可能我们不太熟悉的这个王的名字。
But we're probably more familiar with the prophet Ezekiel.
我们其实可能对于以西结先知比较熟悉。
He was captured to Babylon during this king's reign.
那以西结他被带到了这个带到这个巴比伦的时候，就是约雅金王的时代。
Finally, from verses 11 through 14 is the last king.
那我们最后从第十一节开始念起来，就是这个最后一个王。
Which is King Zedekiah.
那这位王就叫做西底家王。
He reigned for 11 years.
他当王当了十一年。
And then he was besieged by Babylon.
他也是被带到了这个巴比伦。
And then while he was trying to escape, he was caught.
他当他想要从这个巴比伦国逃走的时候，他被抓住了。
And then Babylon, the Babylonians took out his eyes.
那这个巴比伦王就把他的眼睛给挖出来。
And then he was carried to Babylon.
他就被带到了巴比伦。
So again, even though these summaries seem to be merely speaking of historical figures, but they actually can be used to describe our spiritual lives.
虽然这些描述都是一些很历史性的描述，可是我们其实可以看看我们属灵的生命。
Because according to the New Testament, after we believe and are baptized in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have become kings.
根据新约的圣经，我们在于我们相信之后，受洗了之后，我们就成为了所谓的王。
Let's put a bookmark here in 2 Chronicles 36.
我们把书签放在历代志下36章。
And let's just briefly turn to Revelation chapter 5.
我们来翻到启示录第五章。
Revelation chapter 5.
启示录第五章。
Revelation chapter 5, verse 9 and 10.
启示录第五章的第九节到第十节。
Revelation chapter 5, verses 9 and 10.
启示录第五章第九节到第十节。
And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, For you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. Verse 9 is talking about how the Lord Jesus Christ redeemed us with his blood.
第九节告诉我们说，主耶稣基督是如何用他的宝血把我们赎回来。
For those of us who have been in True Jesus Church for some time, I think we all know this is referring to water baptism.
如果大家能够已经来到真耶稣教会一段时间了，就会知道这边所谓的就是这个洗礼。
And so what happens after we are redeemed by Jesus' blood by baptism?
那在我们洗礼接受主耶稣宝血洗礼之后，什么事情会发生呢？
Verse 10,
第十节
says, "And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth."
又叫他们成为国民，做祭司，归于神，在地上执掌主王权。
So you can see here that we, after we are baptized, we become kings.
所以我们可以看到，在我们受洗礼之后，我们就成为了王。
And kings over our own life.
我们生命的主宰
obviously, with God as our Lord.
当然，神是我们的主。
But what I mean by king over our own life is that no other power, sin or anything, takes control of us.
我所说的，我们是成为我们生命的王，是代表说没有任何的其他的一切，比如说罪，能够控制捆绑我们。
Right, we are reigning over it. We have victory. We control that.
我们已经胜过了，我们能够控制他们。
So, given that this is the biblical truth, when we look into 2 Chronicles and we see all of those kings, actually we can reflect and see what kind of a king am I? What kind of a king am I? What kind of a king am I as I live out my life for Christ?
所以我们知道了这个圣经的真理，我们再回头看看历代志下的这些王，我们可以想想看我们是哪一种王。
And then you can see when we go back to 2 Chronicles,
我们可以看到我们再回到了历代志下
that all these last four kings, they did not worship the true God.
这最后这四位王他们通通都没有敬拜真神
They continue to worship idols.
他们继续敬拜偶像
And so therefore, Jerusalem was destroyed.
因此耶路撒冷圣城就被毁灭了
So, let's now read, go back to 2 Chronicles chapter 36.
我们翻回历代志下第36章
Let's read verse 19.
我们来念第十九节
Second Chronicles 36,
历代志下三十六章
verse 19.
第十九节
says, "Then they burned the house of God, broke down the wall of Jerusalem, burned all its palaces with fire, and destroyed all its precious possessions."
第十九节，加勒底人焚烧神的殿，拆毁耶路撒冷的圣的城墙，用火烧了城里的宫殿，毁坏了城里宝贵的器皿。
So you can see that Jerusalem became a desolation.
我们可以看到耶路撒冷城在这边毁坏了。
So let's look into the question, how come Jerusalem fell? How come the house of God became such a desolation?
我们来看看为什么耶路撒冷城会被毁坏，成为一个失败。
In these short descriptions of the kings, we see a few clues.
在这些对于这些王做一个几个经节的简单的描述，我们可以发现一些线索。
Right. First, is because they relied on foreign nations.
第一，他们依靠外邦国。
Maybe not all the details are written here.
也许这边没有描述所有完整的细节。
But there's also other chapters like in Ezekiel.
但是比如说在其他的圣经当中，比如说这个以西结书。
If we have time, you can look into Ezekiel 16.
如果你有时间的话，可以参看这个以西结书十六章。
Actually, this is a very moving chapter.
实际上这是非常动人的一个章节。
This was a prophecy given during the sixth year of captivity.
这是在这个被他们被掳去六年当中所给的一个意象。
And it describes the process of how they kept on relying on foreign nations.
这不断的描述他们当初是如何的仰赖其他的外邦国。
And then the reaction that God had because they kept on turning to these nations and not to Him.
因为这些人他们不断的依靠外邦国而不是依赖神，所以我们可以看到神他的反应。
And so God saw this reliance on other nations as harlotry, like prostitution, right? Like harlotry, being unfaithful.
他们神认为说这样子的一个方式是一个一种 一种背叛是一种这个出轨。
Let's turn to Ezekiel 16.
我们来翻到以西结书第十六章。
Ezekiel 16.
以西结书第十六章，
Ezekiel 16. Let's read verse 26.
我们来念二十六节。
Ezekiel 16, verse 26.
以西结书十六章，
二十六节。
16:26.十六章第二十六节。
Right, this is talking about how they committed harlotry with the Egyptians.
这边是讲到他如何放纵与这个埃及人行淫。
That's talking about how they relied on them, not necessarily they physically committed adultery.
他们并不是他就讲到他这个肉体上面的行淫。
不是哦，
不是讲到他肉体上的行，不，并不是讲说他实际上肉体发生的行淫。
Talking about how their heart.Left God and went for these foreign nations.
而是讲他们的心如何的离开了神，而依赖这些其他的众
，Verse
20, 其他国家。
28 talks about how they played the harlot with the Assyrians.
这边讲到二十八节，讲到他如何与亚述人行淫。
So same thing, they try to count on them to defeat Babylon.
同样的，这边不是在讲他肉体上如何与这个亚述人行淫，而是实际上他们依赖亚述人 来攻打这个巴比伦。
And let's read verse 29.
我们来念二十九节。
And you multiplied your acts of harlotry as far as the land of the trader Chaldea.
并且多行淫乱，直到那贸易之地，就是加勒底。
Actually, Chaldea is another name for Babylon.
实际上，加勒底就是巴比伦的另外一个名称。
And so you can see that God was very repulsed by this type of attitude.
所以我们可以看到神对于他们这样做这种事情的态度是如何。
Let's read how severe it was.
我们来念念看他的这个程度有多严重。
Let's read verse 33 and 34.
我们来念33节到34节。
Men make payment to all harlots, but you made your payments to all your lovers and hired them to come to you from all around for your harlotry.
34节。
You are the opposite of other women in your harlotry because no one solicited you to be a harlot.In that you gave payment, but no payment was given you. Therefore, you are the opposite.
33节，凡妓女是得人赠送，你反倒赠送你所爱的人，贿赂他们从四围来与你行淫。34节，你行淫与别的妇女相反，因为不是人从你行淫，你既赠送人，人并不赠送你，所以你与别的妇女相反。
Right, so I think these verses explain themselves.
所以这些经节讲得非常清楚。
And the result was that God would use these quote-unquote lovers to humiliate them.
结果却是神用这些所谓的爱人来羞辱他们。
And to punish them and to destroy them.
来处罚他们并且毁灭他们。
Let's read verse 37.
我们来继续念37节。
Surely therefore I will gather all your lovers with whom you took pleasure...All those you loved and all those you hated, I will gather them from all around against you and will uncover your nakedness to them, that they may see all your nakedness.
以西结书十六章第三十七节，我就要将你一切相欢相爱的和你一切所恨的都聚集来，从四围攻击你，又将你的下体露出，使他们看尽了。
So you can see Judah, they try to make tribute to these other nations to try to.Get them to help them.
我们可以看到犹大国他不断的对其他国献殷勤，希望他们能够来帮助他们。
And this was very hurtful to God.
对于神来说，这是非常令人痛心的。
So God let these people, he basically used these people they were relying on to then humiliate them.
所以神就反而使他们这些他们要求去。要求帮助的这些敌国来毁灭他们。
So if we turn back to 2 Chronicles 36,
我们再翻回到历代志下三十六章
，you can see that this prophecy was fulfilled.
我们可以看到这个预言已经实现了。
In chapter 36, verses 3 and 4,
在三十六章的第三节到第四节
，you can see indeed Egypt harassed Judah.
没有错，我们可以看到埃及当初就不断的骚扰这个耶路撒冷犹大国。
And then if we look at verse 6,
我们看第六节
，Babylon also harassed them.
巴比伦也同样的来攻击他们。
And it was very humiliating because They even captured their king and then brought maybe for a couple of, for one or two of the kings. The king was sent back to Jerusalem, but he was not a king at all. Right? He was basically a puppet.
我们可以看到他们对于这个犹大国所做的事情，他们把他的王绑架到他们的国家，虽然后来又送回耶路撒冷，可是他基本上并不是一个真正的王，他只是一个傀儡。
And then the Babylonian king even renamed these kings.
甚至巴比伦王他甚至替这些王重新取一个名字。
So you can see how sickly and how weakly Judah was.
我们可以看到当时的犹大国他们是多么的软弱虚弱。
So the application for us today in the church is that we should not rely on the world.
所以对我们来说我们能够学习到的我们今天不应该要仰赖我们的世界。
Today we have already believed in God, let us place our trust in Him.
我们今天已经相信了神，我们就要完完全全的相信他。
Our whole heart entrusted to Him.
我们要全心全意的相信神。
This of course does not mean we don't do anything, right?
当然这并不代表我们什么事都不做。
We do the best we can to solve whatever problems we face.
我们尽量的能够尽我们的能力去解决我们所面对的一切问题。
But our heart is completely trusted into God's hands.
但是我们的心要完完全全的交在神的手里。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 我们
来翻到哥林多前书第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
Verses 1 through 4.
第一节到第四节。
It says, And I, brethren, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4.
哥林多前书第二章第一节到第四节。
And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom declaring to you the testimony of God. Verse 2.
第二节。
For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Verse 3.
第三节。
I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. Verse 4.
第四节。
And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom,But in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power. Here, Paul is talking about how he preached to the Corinthian church.
这边保罗讲到他如何跟哥林多的教会来悟道。
And here, when he approached the people in Corinth, he knew he was not going to rely on the world's philosophies or techniques to prosper the church.
他知道他当他跟哥林多教会的人宣道的时候，他并不会按照这个世界上的一些哲学或者是逻辑来帮助他。
Of course, he had to open his mouth and speak and preach.
当然，他必须要张开嘴巴向他们来传扬道理。
But his focus was on Christ and Him crucified.
但是他主要的道理专这个重点是主耶稣基督为我们死。
Right. So today, when we look at the church, we might sometimes feel like, how come the church isn't growing? Right.
所以我们今天看看我们教会为什么我们教会一直没有什么成长呢？
Right, or maybe it seemed to grow more in the past.
或者是我们之前好像教会都大大的兴旺增长，现在好像没有。
And then our mind sometimes may start to think of a lot of reasons, a lot of methods that we can use to try to attract more people.
我们脑中就可能开始想一些不同的计划，说我们该用什么样子的方法吸引更多的人。
But of course, we have to be very careful.
当然，我们必须要非常的小心。
If our trust is only in these methods,
如果我们的我们的这个相信这些所有的方法
，then we're following the same thing that Judah did.
所以我们就好像是如同当年的犹大国一样。
Right? Our heart is unfaithful. We're committing harlotry.
我们可能就是在心中行淫，我们并没有对神专心。
But here, if we follow Paul,
但是在这边我们要像保罗一样
，right? That we try to manifest Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我们试着就是。我们知道宣扬主耶稣他道成肉身，然后并且这个为我们牺牲。
Then this will please God.
这样子的道理才能够能够让神。
Because he sees that we are faithful to him.
让神喜悦，他因为他知道他这样子才是知道我们对他是有信心的。
Also nowadays it's very common to read books that are related to psychology, self-help.Related books.
我们今天这个时代，我们也很容易去读一些心理学的书，或者是如何自己帮助自己的书。
Now, of course, some of these books might have some good information.
当然，这些有些书它有很好的这些资讯。
But again, where is the trust? Where is our heart?
但是，同样的，我们的心到底是在哪里？
Right. If we only look at this self-help book and then we neglect the Bible, then there's a problem there.
如果我们光念这些如何自助的这些书而不去这个读圣经，那就有问题了。
But instead, if we constantly read the Bible,
但是而我们只是不断的去念圣经
，and then we look at any other book or media with that lens,
那我们把这个圣经当做一个透镜，一个眼镜，来透过这个眼镜来看所有的其他的媒体或那些书
，to help us discern what is according to God's will, what is not according to God's will,
让我们能够分别这些东西哪些是按照神的旨意。
If we can do that, then we are being faithful to God.
如果我们可以这样做的话，我们对神仍然是忠心的。
So we must be very aware of this.
所以我们必须要非常的小心。
Jerusalem fell because of an over-reliance on the nations.
耶路撒冷毁坏的原因之一就是它太过于依赖其他国家的帮助。
And this really offended God.
这对神来说是一种冒犯。
But today, let us examine where our heart is.
今天让我们来查验我们的心在哪里。
Let us put our trust in the Lord Jesus.
让我们把我们的这个信任交在神的手里。
Let's now continue to look at another reason why Jerusalem fell.
我们再来看看耶路撒冷毁坏的第二个原因。
Another reason why they fell was because they rejected God's words and God's messengers.
那第二个原因就是他们拒绝了神的道理还有神的使者。
Let's turn back to 2 Chronicles.
我们翻回来历代志下。
2 Chronicles chapter 36.
历代志下第36章。
2 Chronicles chapter 36.
历代志下36章。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
2 Chronicles chapter 36.
历代志下36章。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
He did evil in the sight of the Lord his God, and did not humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet, who spoke from the mouth of the Lord. Let's also...
第十二节，行神他神眼中看为恶的事，先知耶利米以神的话劝他，他仍不在耶利米面前自卑。
This is talking about King Zedekiah.
这边是讲到了西底家王。
He did not listen to Jeremiah the prophet.
他不听先知这个先知耶利米的话。
Let's also jump to verse 15.
我们跳到第十五节。
It says, And the Lord God of their fathers sent warnings to them by his messengers, rising up early and sending them, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place.
第十五节，神他们列祖的神，因为爱惜自己的名和他的居所，从早起来差遣使者去警戒他们。
Here it talks about how God often sent his messengers rising up early.
这边讲到了神如何差遣他的使者，如何在一早起来。
This is talking about how God would often send them in advance before some evil would come upon them.
这边是在讲到神如何在这些邪恶的来临之前差遣他的使者去警告他们。
But these messengers were not accepted.
但是这些使者所说的话他们并不接受。
On the other hand, they were often mocked and despised and scoffed.
反而他们却常常嬉笑这些使者藐视他们的言语。
Until at the very end, God could not do anything and there was no remedy.
一直到最后神没有办法做任何事情了，他们也没有机会了。
So you can see another reason why Jerusalem fell is because they rejected God's messengers.
我们可以看到第二个是个耶路撒冷会失败的原因就是他们拒绝了神的使者。
Why would somebody reject God's messengers?
为什么有人能够拒绝神的使者呢？
Verse 12 talks about Zedekiah's heart, how he did not humble himself before This the Jeremiah the prophet.
第十二节讲到了西底家王，他是如何骄傲自大，没有谦卑自己。
So one of the key reasons why somebody may reject God's workers is because of pride.
所以有些人他当初会拒绝神的使者所说的话，就是因为他心中的骄傲。
Pride means that we feel that we know what is better, what is right.
骄傲就表示说我们自己认为我们自己知道什么是比较好的。
And we will not listen or be obedient to others.
我们也就不对于其他人的话来听从或者是顺服他们。
And so this is something that we should be aware of too.
这就是什么这就是我们也必须要彼此来警醒的。
For Jerusalem to prosper and not to fall, we need to humbly listen to God's workers.
为了要让耶路撒冷能够复兴，我们必须要谦卑地听从神的使者的话。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
我们来看一下
帖撒罗尼迦。
这个帖撒罗尼迦前书。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
第五章。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 20.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第二十节
says, "Do not despise prophecies."
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第二十节，不要藐视先知的讲论。
So you can see here in the New Testament, it has the same teaching that we saw in Second Chronicles.
我们可以看到在新约当中。对于跟这个旧约的教导是相同的。
Right, if somebody is preaching is the mouthpiece of God, then we should listen and do not despise what is being said.
如果有些人他是这个口中是说神的话，我们就不能够藐视他的言语。
Now there's a qualification though.
但是有一个条件。
Let's read verse 21.
我们来念第二十一节。
It says, "Test all things, hold fast what is good."
但要凡事查验，善美的要持守。
So, of course, we should accept the preaching of the workers.
当然，我们要接受这些工人所传讲的道理。
And if it's according to the Bible, then we accept it.
如果是根据圣经所传讲的，我们就要接受。
Right. Just like it says here, test all things.
但是就像二十一节这边讲到的，凡事查验。
Hold fast to what is good.
善美的要持守。
But nowadays, we have to be especially careful too.
但是我们今天要特别的小心。
Because some people may still use the Bible, right?
因为很多人他也是同样使用圣经。
But they may twist the Bible to promote their own agenda or philosophy.
但是他把圣经当中的话稍稍的转了一点点，就变成了他自己的道理。
So it tells us that today in the last days, believers, we must seek more wisdom from God in order to discern.
所以今天我们在末日当中，我们必须要多求神的智慧，我们才能够明察秋毫。
Right, so on one hand, we humbly accept God's workers. On the other hand, we must listen with discernment.
同时我们必须要谦卑的聆听神的工人所传讲的道理。另外一方面，我们要小心的查验。
And then whatever is good, we hold fast to it.
如果是善美的，我们就收聆听下来。
So, in the church here,in the church setting, of course, we encourage everyone to continue to come to church.
那当然，在教会，我们是希望每一位能够继续来到教会里。
Right, by gathering together, by listening to the sermon givers, whether they're ordained or not, this is encouraged.
不管我们聚集在这边，不管我们台上的人是不是经过这个是这个教会的正式的工人，我们都能够得到造就。
Right, because we should not despise any prophecy.
因为我们不应该藐视所有的一些预言。
In a family setting, then we need to encourage the whole family to worship together.
那如果是在我们的家的话，我们希望我们整个家都能够、能够来这样子追求。
So if during the weekday we can come to family services together as a family, that is the best.
也许在星期一到星期五的时间，我们能够到彼此的家庭当中去聚会。
Right. Also, at home, we have a simple family altar to worship as a family.
那在家里面，我们可能有一个家庭的祭坛，我们能够全家能够来这样子崇拜。
Because one way that we might indirectly despise prophecies is because we don't want to go to service.
我们藐视先知的话语的一个间接的藐视先知话语的事情，可能就是我们不去聚会。
Right, because we feel.For whatever reason, right? For whatever reason, yeah.
也许是有各种各式各样的原因。
But maybe inside, if you look deeper, it is because we might be despising the word of God.
也许是在我们的心里面，你如果从里面看的话，我们也许就是在藐视神的话。
Then if we look at ourselves as individuals, it tells us whenever we do hear the word of God, we must listen humbly.
但是我们每一个人来说，我们必须要谦卑的聆听神的话语。
Right.So this is a second reason why Jerusalem fell.
这是第二个耶路撒冷失败的原因。
A third reason why Jerusalem fell is because they relied on foreign gods.
第三个耶路撒冷会失败的原因就是他们仰赖外邦的神。
This is not directly mentioned in 2 Chronicles 36.
在历代志下36章可能没有很直接的清楚描写出来。
But it is implied in a couple verses.
但是却是在其中当中几节却有暗示出来。
Let's turn back to 2 Chronicles 36.
我们翻回历代志下36章。
2 Chronicles 36.
历代志下36章。
Let's read verse 5.
我们念第五节。
2 Chronicles 36, verse 5.
历代志下36章第五节。
It says, Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord his God.
历代志下36章第五节。约雅敬登基的时候年25岁，在耶路撒冷作王11年，行神他神眼中看为恶的事。
Let's also jump to verse 9.
我们跳到第九节。
The last part also says the same thing.
最后也是说同样的话。
It says, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord.
他们讲到说他是在行神眼里看为恶的事情。
When 2 Kings talks about the fall of Jerusalem, it also adds that these kings did all that their fathers had done.
那我们这边历代志下讲到了他们这些王都做了他的父王所做同样的事情。
So with all these verses, it's actually hinting that for many generations, the kings have been relying on foreign idols. This is a great evil in God's eyes.
那这边许多经节都描述到了这些的王，他们都仰赖外邦的神，这在神的眼中是一个非常恶的事情。
And so if you look at Ezekiel, we don't need to turn to it, but in chapter 8, there's a very sad scene.
我们讲到了这个以西结书，我们不用翻到那边去，在第八章这边讲到了一个描述很令人哀伤的情景。
Because Ezekiel was already captured in Babylon.
以西结先知他已经被掳到了巴比伦国。
But he saw a vision of what was happening in Jerusalem.
但是他在那边看到了在耶路撒冷所发生的异象。
And long story short, what was happening?The priests of God were worshiping the sun inside the temple courts.
我们这个长话短说，他看到的异象就是，那当时的祭司在圣殿里面去敬拜偶像。
Right, they were in the courtyard, all facing the sun, worshiping the sun.
他们在这个庭院里面面向太阳敬拜太阳神。
Elders were also worshiping graven images in the temple.
所有这个长老也都是在这个圣殿里面。敬拜这些刻的偶像。
So they forsook the one true God for all these worthless idols.
所以他们离弃了神而去敬拜这些偶像。
Right, so Jeremiah also had many prophecies about this too.
耶利米他对于这些事情也有很多的预言。
And he kept on preaching to them that these idols, worship them is very futile.
他就是向他们传讲说你们这样子的这个敬拜这些偶像是不对的事情。
Right, so this is a very sad scene.
这是一个非常令人悲伤的景象。
And this was a reason why Jerusalem fell.
这也就是为什么耶路撒冷会失败。
And for us, that tells us that today, when we are here in the spiritual Jerusalem, we should not deify any other thing.
对于我们来说，我们今天是身为这个属灵的这个耶路撒冷，我们就不应该去敬拜其他任何的东西。
Actually, I talked a little bit about this on Wednesday.
我实际上在星期三的时候有讲到这样的事情。
I'll repeat it for the benefit of everyone.
那我为大家再说一次。
Right, what is an idol?
什么是偶像？
Right, today, we're here in the chapel. I don't think we worship physical idols like graven images.
今天我们在这个会堂里面，我们没有针对任何一个形象或者是雕刻的东西敬拜。
But sometimes we may deify and worship invisible idols.
但是我们有的时候却是去敬拜那些看不见的偶像。
Sometimes our mind might immediately think to like something like money.
有的时候我们会想到金钱。
Of course, money can become an idol.
当然，金钱有可能成为一个偶像。
But even good things can become an idol.
有的时候，好的事情也会成为偶像。
For example, like family.
比如说一个家庭。
This family is a gift from God.
家庭是神所赐给我们的恩赐。
And it is something that's good.
如果是这些，而且这是好的。
But sometimes members of our family can become an idol.
有的时候，我们信徒的家庭会却变成一种偶像。
That we might love our spouse or our children more than God.
有的时候，我们爱我们的另一半，或者是爱我们的孩子，胜过于我们爱神。
So God should be the ultimate source of our significance.
神应该会成为我们生命当中最重要的一部分。
He is our true satisfaction.
他是我们能够得到满足的真正的来源。
He is our security in life.
他是我们生命的安全的保障。
This should all come from God.
所有的一切都应该来自于神。
Sometimes we find these things in other people or things.
有的时候我们却把这些事情放在别人的身上。
Or money becomes the meaning of our life.
有的时候金钱成为我们生命当中最重要的。
Money is our security in life.
金钱是我们生命的保障。
Money is our safety.
金钱是我们的安全。
Money is our satisfaction.
金钱是我们的满足的来源。
That's an idol.
那就变成一个偶像。
At the same time, good things in life can become those things too.
同时，好的事情有的时候也会变成我们生命的偶像。
Of course, we should love our family members very much.
当然，我们要好好的爱我们的家人。
But just like what was shared in the RE prayer this afternoon,
就像是我们今天在宗教教育祷告分享。
Abraham offered up his only beloved son.
亚伯拉罕他献上他唯一挚爱的儿子。
That whole chapter, you can see God was testing him.
那一整个章节，我们都可以看到神是如何的考验亚伯拉罕。
And he wanted to see who Abraham truly worshipped.
他要知道亚伯拉罕到底在敬拜谁。
If Isaac became his only satisfaction in life,
如果以撒成为他生命当中唯一全部的满足
，his significance in life,
他最重要的东西
，then That has become an idol.
那就变对他来说变成一个偶像。
You see, Abraham was willing to offer up his only beloved son.
亚伯拉罕愿意献上他生命当中最重要的这个以撒。
So all these things can wind up becoming invisible idols.
所以这些事情都有可能成为我们生命当中一些隐形的一个偶像。
We must not deify anything.
我们并不应该要去这样子做。
So if one day God took that thing or that person away from us.
如果有一天神把他们从我们的生命当中带走
，Would you give up your faith?
你会不会放弃你的信仰
？If we do, then that's because we had been worshiping these idols in the first place.
如果你会的话，就表示你当初就是在敬拜这些隐形的偶像。
But you can see, like in Ezekiel.
但是我们可以看到以西结
，Ezekiel, God told him, "I'm going to take away the desire of your eyes," which is referring to his wife.
以西结说，神告诉以西结说，我要把你这个眼睛眼目的拿走，就表示指的他的太太。
And this was going to be a symbolic action referring to how God will take away Jerusalem.
这是一个象征性的神如何会带走这个耶路撒冷
which was also described as the desire of your eyes.
同样也是你眼目的情欲
And Ezekiel was commanded not to mourn.
那这个以节他却被说不能够这个哀哭
So when you think about, put yourself in Ezekiel's shoes.
想想看你如果是以西结先知
God is telling you he's going to take away your wife.
他如果要把你的太太带走
Are you going to abandon God?
你会不会因此而离弃神呢
Or will you still find your comfort and peace and security in God alone?
还是你仍然能够从神那边得到你的平安
So let God alone be our source of significance.
所以让神成为我们生命当中最重要的来源
Let him be our satisfaction.
让他成为我们的满足
Above all things.
在所有的事情之上
So these are all things we must avoid so that Jerusalem does not fall, that the church does not grow weaker.
所以这就是我们所要避免的这些事情这样子这个耶路撒冷不会失败，我们的教会也不会萎缩。
Let us not rely on foreign nations.
我们不要依靠外国外界的力量。
Let us not reject God's words and messengers.
我们不要拒绝神的工人的先知的言论。
Let's also not rely on foreign gods.
我们不要依赖外面的外邦的偶像。
Now let's turn back to 2 Chronicles 36.
我们再翻回历代志下36章。
And let's read verses 22 and 23.
我们来念22章22节到23节。
Verse 22 and 23.
22节到23节。
Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia,so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and also put it in writing, saying, verse 23,
23节
Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, All the kingdoms of the earth the Lord God of heaven has given me, and he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is among you of all his people? May the Lord his God be with him, and let him go up.
22节 波斯王塞鲁士元年，神为要应验借耶利米口中所说的话，就激动波斯王塞鲁士的心，使他下诏通告全国说，23节，波斯王塞鲁士如此说，神天上的神已将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇，你们中间凡做他子民的可以上去，愿神他的神与他同在。
So you see, if you look at the whole chapter, most of it is very tragic.
我们可以看到这一整章当中是非常的悲伤的一个章节。
But the very end ends with hope.
但是他却以一个希望作为结尾。
We see that after 70 years, after the fall of Jerusalem, King Cyrus issued a proclamation for the Jews to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple.
我们可以看到在这个圣殿毁坏70年之后，波斯王塞鲁士下诏要这个犹大国能够回到圣殿去。
You can see then Jerusalem rises.
耶路撒冷的复兴。
Jerusalem was able to rise again for several reasons as well.
耶路撒冷能够重新复兴也有一些原因。
First, let us consider it has to be according to God's timing.
第一，我们要知道，一定是能够按照神的时间。
Right. So here in verse 22, it says that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled.
这边可以讲到说，因为神为了要应验借耶利米口中所说的话。
And this happened in a specific time in history, in the first year of Cyrus.
这是在历史上中的某一个时间发生的，就是塞鲁士元年。
And this was prophesied 70 years earlier by the mouth of Jeremiah.
这其实在这个70年前借着耶利米先知口中所说的预言就已经预言到了。
So you can see God has a plan for his church, for his Jerusalem.
所以我们可以看到神对于他的教会，他这个耶路撒冷圣城有他的计划。
Though it's mysterious and sometimes hard to understand.
有的时候这是非常奥秘，我们却难以理解的。
But the Bible says that he already planned out salvation before the foundations of the earth.
但是圣经告诉我们，他已经为了我们的救赎的计划，已经在这个所有一切事情之先就定好了。
Of course, this also includes the role of the true church in the last days.
当然这也包括了这个末世当中真教会最后的角色。
So for Jerusalem to rise, for the church to rise, it has to be according to God's timing.
所以让这个耶路撒冷圣城的复兴也是要借着神的时间。
Just like how when Jesus came into this earth.
就像主耶稣基督来到这个世界上。
Paul describes his coming as in the fullness of times.
那这个保罗，使徒保罗描述这个时间就是到了时间尽了的时候。
Right. And then that's when Jesus was sent into the world.
时间满了的时候，这个主耶稣被送到世界上来。
So, God already sees everything, the future and everything he wants to do.
神是全盘看着全部的，所以他知道怎么做。
And so at his exact timing, he will, in the fullness of time, he will manifest his will.
所以当时间满了的时候，他的旨意就成全了。
Right. So, almost 100 years ago,
大概是100年前,
our church was established by the Holy Spirit.
我们的教会借由圣灵而兴建。
Right, this also, we can say, when the time was right, when the time was full, God reestablished the apostolic church in the end times.
那我们可以知道时间到了的时候，神就重新建立了这个使徒的教会。
Right, and then while our church is developing throughout human history, we must continue to rely and see how God guides us.
当我们继续随着人类的历史发展，我们当然也要知道神的旨意是神的计划为何。
So, for Jerusalem to rise, it must be according to God's timing.
那耶路撒冷的复兴也是按照神的时间。
Next, it must be according to God's spirit.
再来是要按照神的心意。
You can see in verse 22, it says, "The Lord stirred up the spirit of King Cyrus of Persia."
我们可以看到第22节这边讲到了，就激动波斯王塞鲁士的心。
So when God's spirit moves and works, it's impossible to stop him.
当神的灵开始运作起来的时候，是不可能停下来的。
And the impossible also can happen.
所以不可能的事情就会变成可能。
Even an unbelieving king like Cyrus was able to be moved by God to fulfill the will of God.
就像塞鲁士，他是一个不信神的王，他反而却能够按照神的旨意来下诏来做这件事情。
Right, so the spirit of God stirred up the spirit of Cyrus.
所以这个神的灵激动起来，激动了这个王的心。
And Cyrus made a declaration that the Jews should go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
那塞鲁士王他这个就宣布下诏说，这些犹大人必须要回到耶路撒冷去重建圣殿。
And then finally, it must be according to the willingness of God's servants.
当然，这最后也要按照的神的工人是否愿意去做。
How can Jerusalem rise again? Must be all of us, all of God's people must pitch in to help out.
这个耶路撒冷圣城如何能够重建，也是要所有大家的努力才行。
Just like how in verse 23, King Cyrus asked the Jews, who is among you of all his people? May the Lord his God be with them and let him go up.
那我们这边可以看到了，就像是这个塞鲁士所说的，你们中间凡做他子民的可以上去，愿神他的神与他同在。
So yes, God has a plan, a timing.
是神还有他的计划跟时间。
God's spirit also moves and then manifests his will.
神的灵同时运作，让他的旨意成全。
But his work is carried out by human beings.
但是他的工却要借着人们来实现。
And God is trying to see if we as his servants are willing to pitch in the rebuilding of Jerusalem.
神要看看我们这些身为仆人的是不是愿意去努力去做来重建耶路撒冷。
Right, so, all three of these work together.
所以这三样事情缺一不可。
We cannot control God's timing.
我没有办法控制神的时间。
We cannot control God's spirit.
我没有办法控制神的灵。
But we can offer up our service.
但是我们可以献上我们自己为他做工。
King Cyrus was basically asking the Jews, who is willing to go and help and rebuild the temple?
塞鲁士王是问这些犹大的人民说，你们谁愿意去做？
And God is asking us the same question today.
神今天也问我们同样的问题。
Are you among God's people?
你是不是在神的选民中间？
Are you willing to help out to rebuild Jerusalem?
你是不是愿意去帮忙来重新建造圣殿？
If we are willing,
如果我们愿意，
then may the Lord your God be with you.
愿你的神与你同在。
And go up.
可以上去。
So, in our service to God, our willing service to God, we must trust God's timing.
所以在我们愿意献上我们自己为神做工的时候，我们必须要奉献我们的时间。
We don't force anything if it's not the right time.
我们要等待正确的时间，我们并不强求。
Like for example, sometimes we may see very wonderful believers in the church are baptized, wonderful character, but did not yet receive the promised Holy Spirit.
我们可以有的时候看到教会当中有很好的一些弟兄姐妹，他们却还没有得到圣灵。
But their character is very good.
但是他们有很好的个性。
So before they receive the promised Holy Spirit, they may not be suitable for certain holy works.
在他们得到圣灵之前，他们可能没有办法做一些某些圣工。
Especially, ministries in the church that involve teaching.
尤其是在教会当中，许多很重要的工作就是，比如说教导。
So, if we trust in God's timing,
如果我们相信神的时间，
then we wouldn't force our will and then ask people who may not necessarily have the proper qualifications to do this ministry.
我们如果信任神的时间会到来的话，我们就不会强求或者是提早，就是让他去做一些还不适合去做的事情。
Right, so in all things, we must of course be willing, but then continue to trust in God.
当然我们必须要继续的愿意去相信神的时间。
So, the church and Jerusalem, Jerusalem rose again.
当然，耶路撒冷会重新的复兴。
And you can see, according to the history of the Israelites, it was God's timing, God's spirit was working, and then the people of God, they were willing to help.
我们可以看到，在神的时间来临，然后神的灵运作，而且这些人愿意去做，这个耶路撒冷城就复兴了。
So today, let us offer up our service to God.
今天我们也要让我们自己能够献上我们自己的一份心力。
Let us continue to pray for God's guidance.
让我们继续求神的带领。
We know that In the last few years, here in New York, we've branched two prayer houses, two churches.
我们知道我们, 在过去几年当中,我们已经分设了一间教会,一间祈祷所。
And then you can see here on the first day of the month, we're worshiping in three separate locations.
那在每个月的, 前几个礼拜,我们有分开三个地方聚会。
You can see that every location has their own ministry, their own holy works to do.
我们知道每一个地方的教会祈祷所都有它自己本身的这个工作要去做。
And we were not as large as we were before.
我们再也不像以前那样子人那么多。
And so now it takes all of us pitching in to help every location to thrive and to prosper.
现在我们就是要尽我们每一个人的力量来帮助教会能够复兴起来。
Really thank God that here in Queens, the Ozone Park, this is the Mother Church. Right?
我们感谢神,皇后教会是母会。
And so the Mother Church had a lot of workers in the past.
母会在过去有许许多多的工人。
Now after branching, perhaps there's less.
那在我们分社之后,我们可能有更少的工人能够工作。
That means there's more opportunity for all of us to participate.
但那也表示对于其他的人有更多机会能够侍奉。
Sometimes we are unwilling.
有的时候我们并不愿意。
But God is asking us, are you willing?
但是神是问我们,你愿意吗?
If you're willing, then let us go up.
如果你愿意的话,那就上去。
6 years ago, I was in Taiwan learning Chinese.
6年之前,我在台湾学中文。
And I joined the youth choir because I thought it was a good opportunity to learn Chinese.
我参加了七年的诗班,因为我认为那是一个很好的学中文的机会。
Because basically you're repeating the same Chinese words over and over again.
因为基本上你唱诗就是不断重复同样的句子。
And so one of the hymns we learned was written by some church members in Taiwan.
有一首诗是由一个在台湾的弟兄姐妹所创作的。
The members that composed this him had a very wonderful testimony.
那这一位做这个诗的信徒, 他有一个很好的见证。
Because this was an Aboriginal church in, I believe, in Hsinchu County.
那这是一个在新竹的县的一个教会,
called a 花园教会,
是叫做花园教会,
花园 Church. And what happened several decades ago was many of the youth members, they moved to the cities to find work.
那事情是这样子的,当好几年之前许多的这个信徒到这个大的城市去寻找工作。
And then the church basically became colder and colder.
所以这个教会呢,就人越来越少,越来越冷淡。
Eventually, all the members stopped going altogether.
最后所有的信徒都不来教会了。
And the chapel that they had became desolate.
那这个会堂就整个就荒废了。
To the point where even chickens and cows, they were using the church, the chapel, as like a barn.
甚至这个鸡或者是牛在里面变成了牛舍跟鸡舍。
Right, just freely roaming inside this sanctuary.
他们就在这个会堂里面走来走去。
But then there was a worker who was sent to that location.
那有一个工人被派到那个地区。
At first, when he saw the situation, he didn't know what to do.
他一开始看到这个状况,他不知道怎么做。
So, what could he do?
他可以做什么呢?
He was willing to help, but he didn't know what to do.
他愿意去帮忙,可他不知道该怎么办。
So he just knelt down and prayed.
他就跪下来祷告。
And continued to pray and pray to God.
他不断地跪下来向神祷告。
And one time when he was praying,
有一次他在祷告的时候,
there was a sister who then just came into the church and then started to join him in prayer.
那有一次有一个姐妹,她刚好有来到这个教会,然后就跟她一起跪下来祷告。
And then started to pray with him.
跟她一起祷告。
When he got up, he asked her, oh, who are you and are you a church member? How come you're here?
当她起来的时候,她就问这个姐妹说, 请问你是哪一位,你为什么在这边呢?
She said that I'm a church member and then while a few minutes ago, I heard God opened my ear and I heard somebody was praying and I had to go and pray with them.
他说我是教会的信徒,那几分钟之前神打开了我的耳朵,让我听到有人在教会这边祷告。
And so slowly, like little testimonies like this, more and more people started to join this prayer.
结果后来人就越来越多一起来参加这个祷告。
And the church was revived.
结果这个教会就复兴起来。
And so 6 years ago, our youth choir was able to visit that church.
那6年之前,这个诗班就有机会到这一间教会去访问。
At that time, they had rebuilt the chapel.
那时候他已经重新的把教会的会堂给重新兴建了。
And they were a few months from dedicating the chapel.
那他们再过几个月就会献堂。
And then we sang the hymn that their members had composed many years earlier.
我们就唱了这个信徒好几年之前所写的这个诗。
And you can see as we sang.
我们就可以看到当我们唱诗的时候。
Many of the members who were sitting in the pews.
那许多多坐在这个下面的弟兄姐妹。
Especially the older members.
尤其是比较年长的弟兄姐妹。
They started to shed tears.
他们开始流下眼泪。
Why?
为什么？
Because I think they really understood how much mercy and love God had for them.
因为他们了解到了神对他们有多少的恩典和爱。
The hymn that they composed was called Because of Jesus' Love.
那他们所唱的这首诗叫做因为神是爱。
Right, 因为有神的爱，
因为有耶稣基督的爱，
耶稣的爱 ，Yeah. And then the lyrics talk about, we were the lost sheep.
那歌词讲到说我们是迷失的羊
，But the Lord Jesus came to find us.
但是主耶稣基督来找到了我们
，That we were the broken reed.
我们就是这个折坏的芦苇，
忧伤的
芦苇
，I think yeah. Okay, yeah. And then.But God, Jesus did not break us.
但是主耶稣却让我们不折坏。
Right. And then the refrain is just praising God for His love.
那副歌的地方就是感谢神的爱。
So you can see here, this church was able to be revived.
所以你可以看到这个教会是能够被复兴的。
It was according to God's timing.
按照了神的时间。
God's spirit.
按照神的灵。
And also willing workers.
而且还有这些弟兄姐妹的愿意的奉献时间。
So today, we must also learn from the rise of Jerusalem.
今天我们也要能够从这个耶路撒冷的复兴来学习。
We thank God that we were able to branch two churches.
我们感谢神，我们能够分设教会。
But let us also continue to work and continue to grow and prosper here.
但是让我们继续能够做工，能够让这个教会能够兴旺起来。
That our membership can also grow and perhaps even branch more churches in the future.
那让我们的这个信徒能够增长，在未来能够分设更多教会。
Let's now conclude with the hymn 416.
我们现在来唱诗416首。
416
首。
Like the divine
God, please have a seat.
感谢神，我们请坐。
We're now going to conclude with a prayer.
我们现在要以祷告来结束。
In our prayer, let's continue to pray for our church here in Ozone Park and also in the New York area.
我们在祷告的时候，继续为我们在纽约地区的各个教会来代祷。
That we can learn from the reasons why Jerusalem fell and also learn from the reasons why Jerusalem rose again.
所以我们能够学习到了耶路撒冷它当初失败最后能够复兴的原因是什么。
And that God can be with us and be pleased with us.
神就能够与我们同在并且以我们所做的为喜悦。
Let's also pray for Brother Jerry's wife, Kelly.
我们也继续为这个Jerry 弟兄的太太卢妙玲姐妹来代祷。
She'll be having a surgery in Taiwan soon.
他在这个台湾要动手术。
Also, I ask you to also pray for my wife.
那我也求各位继续为我的太太来代祷。
Last night, thank God, she delivered a healthy baby girl.
那感谢神，她昨天晚上生了一个健康的女婴。
And but she's still recovering and in a lot of pain.
但是她还是有很多的痛苦。
Yeah. So please pray for her recovery. Yeah.
请大家替她的这个复原代祷。
Let's now kneel down and pray together.
我们现在一同跪下祷告。